ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara Daf Ayin Zayin. Before we start the Gemara Daf Ayin Zayin, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before, on the bottom of Daf Ayin Vav on the base. Our Gemara brings down the following memory of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Mimnei Malui Nemra Yad Bebarzel, Shabarzel Meimis Bekol Shehu. Tani Nami Hachi Rebbe Omer Goli V'yadua Lefnei Mishamar V'ahoya Ha'ilam Shabarzel Meimis Bekol Shehu. V'fichach Lainasna Teira B'yishir. V'hani Mili Debarzel Mivraz. Now, as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara, we find a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. This Argamara says that Abarzel Memis Bekoshu is referring to this, that he was Teichiv Voimachat Beveshet Oibeliboy. If he was Tachav Voimachat Beveshet Oibeliboy, then Abarzel is Memis Bekoshu. On the other hand, if he was not Teichiv Voimachat Beveshet Oibeliboy, then one needs a shear of Kedela Hamis. In Tesis, on the other hand, we find that Tesis argues on Rashi, and Tesis explains that even if he was not Teichavoy Macha Beveshet Oibeliboy, but someone does not need a Shira Kadeva Hamis, since we will say that Barzo is Mizraf Sorif. And therefore, as long as he was Teichavoy Machat, even if he was not Teichavoy Macha Beveshet Oibeliboy, but still one has Kadeva Hamis, since Barzo is Mizraf Sorif. And this Argamor says, Vani Mili de Barze Mirvas Argamor is coming off Huke, if he was just Macha him with something made out of Barzel, and he was not Teichiv Loi with something that was made out of Barzel. That is how Tosfos explains Pshat in our Gemara. In the Rambam we find a third Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. And the Rambam explains that Kli Barzel Inos Noi Teira Shir, Shinemar Vim Bekli Barzel Iko Vayomes Ritzeach Huva Fiwa Bemachat, Vuhu Shiyo Echod Kmai Machat Eshvode Saken Vekayetze Bohen. Avol mikol be'eshes shal barzel v'keitze ba'imdim isa kedarch shal'imdim ha'even oi ha'eitz. From the Rambam it is mashma, that as long as he is makeh him with something that has a chud, one does not need a shear of kedei lahamis. Only if he is makeh him with something that does not have a chud, do we say that one needs a shear of kedei lahamis. And this argamor says, v'ani mili de barzei mivraz argamor means to say, that as long as it has a chud, one does not need kedei lahamis. And Barzei Mivraz is referring to the object with which he was makeh, and not to how he was makeh. And as we find in the Rambam explains this, that by Barzei one does not need kedei lahamis if it has a chud, is based on Gzeiras HaKosev, that the Pasuk says, V'im b'kli Barzei ikol v'yomis reitzeach huv'afilu b'machat. And the drosh is from this that the Pasuk does not say, Asher Yomos Bay. From this, how the Pasuk does not say Asher Yomos Bay, we learn out the one does not need Kedei Lahamis by Barzel. So again, according to Rashi and Tosfos, by Barzel one also needs Kedei Lahamis. Just by Barzel one has Kedei Lahamis, either according to Rashi, if he was Teichavoy Machat Veveshat Eibeliboy, or according to Tosfos, as long as he was Teichavoy Machat in any place, but still one has Kedei Lahamis, since we will say that Barzel is Mizraf Zarif, and therefore one has Kedei Lahamis. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, based on the Gzeiras HaKosev, that the Pasuk does not say Kedei Lahamis, the Pasuk is Mechadesh, where Barzel one does not need Kedei Lahamis. That is Zecher the Mahalach of the Rambam in our Gemara. But now Zecher one has to understand Pshat and the Shita Rashi, what is Pshat in this that Rashi understands. that only by tachavoy machat do we say that one does not need kedela hamis. On the other hand, if he was tachavoy machat any other place, then one needs kedela hamis. What happened to this that we find in the Gemara in Chulin and in the Gemara in Yevamis that Barzoz Mizrav Sarif has Tosis brings down, and therefore no matter where he was tachavoy machat, we should say that one has kedela hamis, since Barzoz is Mizrav Sarif. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rashi, and to explain Pshat in the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, I'd like to make them with this that we find in the Rivash in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, that the Shoyl asked the Rivash the following Shaila, according to the Shita of Tosfos, who explains that as long as he was Tachavoy Machat in any place, one has Kedela Hamis, since Barzal is Mizrav Sarif, Vavoyon Uroyim Har Bebe Neodim Machin Oysam Besakin Ebe Machat, Umiuta demiuta mesim. The Rivash answers the kasha of the show by saying as follows, that the oymid lamisa is eino shavada yomos ba, oy sharoiv yomos, ela shav shashi yomos ba, vikivan shav shashi yomos ba, im mes chazaka machmas haka mes, shatira hi ida shememis vikol shahu, kloimar shav shashi yomos vikol shahu. Va'af al pisha harbe misrapim, mikomakim kishemes anu oimrim machmas ha'akar meis. In other words, Rivash explains Pshat and Tosfos, this that one needs kedela hamis does not mean that one can assume that he will be meis machmas ha'akar, but rather this that one needs kedela hamis is because one needs the possibility that he might be meis machmas ha'akar. As long as there is a possibility that he might be meis machmas ha'akar, then we will say that since he was meis machmas ha'akar. That is how the Rivash explains Pshat b'shitas ha'Tosfos. Based on the Rivash, one can say that the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is a fundamental machlokes as far as this, that one needs kedela hamis. Do we say that one needs that there is a probability that he will be meis machmas ha'akar, or do we say that all one needs is this, that there is a possibility that he will be meis machmas ha'akar? Rashi understands that one needs an umdina, that there is a probability that he will be meis machmas ha'akar. It is not enough that there is just a possibility that he will be meis machmas ha'akar. On the other hand, this that Tosfos argues is because Tosfos understands, as Rivash explains, that all one needs is an umdina, that there is a possibility that he will be meis machmas ha'akar, even if there is no probability that he will be meis machmas ha'akar. And for that reason, Rashi understands that only if he is tachavoy machat bevesha tabuibe do we say that one does not need a shear of kedela hamis, since one has a probability sheyamos, and therefore one has kedela hamis. If he was tachavoy machat in any other place, even though there is a possibility sheyamos, because we say Barzom is of Sarif, but still there is no probability Sheyamos. This that Tosfos argues is because Tosfos understands that all one needs is a possibility Sheyamos in order to be considered Kedela Hamis. And for that reason, based on this, that we say Barzom is of Sarif, one has a possibility Sheyamos, and for that reason, it is considered Kedela Hamis. Well, here one can explain that the basis of the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos as far as how to understand kedela hamis is dependent upon the yesod of this that one needs kedela hamis. Do we say that one needs kedela hamis in order that he should not be considered an oines? If it is kedela hamis, he is not considered an oines. On the other hand, if it is not kedela hamis, then he is considered an oines. Or do we explain this that one needs kedela hamis is in order for us to say that he was meis machmas ha'akar? If it is aimed by kedela hamis, then we say that he was not meis machmas ha'akar, but rather he was meis for a different reason. And in order to be considered a tzeach, one needs that the misa was machmas ha'akar. Rashi understands that the yisoid of kedela hamis is because one needs kedela hamis in order that he should not be considered an oines. And since one needs kedela hamis in order that he should not be considered an oines, for that reason one needs a probability shayamos. If al pi roiv he will not be meis, then he is considered an oines. This that Tosfos argues is because Tosfos understands this that one needs kedela hamis is not an order they should not be considered an oines, but rather this that one needs kedela hamis is an order for us to say that the misa was machmas ha'akar, and therefore as long as there is a possibility sheyamos, then we will say, as Rivash explains, that as long as he was mace, the misa was machmasaka. That is the basis of the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. In the Gemara Bava Kamma on Tzadi Aleph and Aleph, we find that the Gemara has the following shaili boyu: Yesh oimed unizaken, oyein oimed unizaken. Mi amrinon, v'ptoa hu damdinon, b'hachi nafka neshama, b'hachi oi nafka neshama. Avo unizaken koldu, oi dilma loishna. Now, if we are to understand like the Shita of Tosfos, that this that Adam Hamazik ba'ines is chayiv, is only by an ines can aveda. On the other hand, by an ines can geneva, Adam Hamazik is potter. Then one can explain that this that the Gemara is a tzad, that yesh oimed unizaken, is also based on this that he is considered an ines, and Adam Hamazik ba'ines is potter. On the other end, if we are to understand like the Shita of the Ramban, who holds that Adam HaMazik, even if the person was Mazik by Nesgomer, he is also Chayiv, then Ocheron has to explain that Tzad of the Gemara, that Yesh Emel Unizakin, is not based on the Ptoreinus, but rather it is because we say that since Yesh Emel Unizakin, for that reason the Hezek did not take place Mach Mas Ha-Haka, and for that reason we will say Yesh Emel Unizakin. In the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Milchus Chayvo Mazek Halachi Ches, we find that the Rambam says as follows: Kishem Shalim Dim Umisa Kachim Dim Unizaken. And the Rambam goes on to say: Lafichach Tzrichin Ha'edim Leida Bameh Hizik Umevin Ha'chefet Shehizik Bei Lebeistin At Shalim Dim Oisei V'Donin Olav Vim Avar Ha'chefet Va'omer Ha'chayvo Le'hoi Bei Kedei Lahazik Ukmei Onasani. From this, the Rambam says that by Avar Achefet, the Tainas Achevel is this, one clearly sees that the Rambam understands that Halacha of Umdina is Halacha on Hilchas Oines. Now, one has to understand Pshat in the Gemara Bava Kamma. What was the Shaila of the Gemara Bava Kamma if he's Shemid when he's Zaken or not? Why should we say Ein Eimed Unizaken? Whether we are to understand that the halacha of Yesh Eimed is based on this, that he is considered an Eines, or the halacha of Eimed is because we say that based on the Umdina, for that reason we will say that the Hezek has nothing to do with Tzahaka. For that reason, it should be Pasha that Yesh Eimed Unizaken. So to explain Pshat in the Gemara Bava Kamma L'chira from the Gemara Bava Kamma and sees another mahalach as far as how to explain the halacha of Yesh Eimed Lamisa. And the halacha of Yesh Eimed Lamisa is not because we say that he is considered an Eines, and so too the halacha of Yesh Eimed Lamisa is not because we say that we will say that the Misa had nothing to do with that Ka, but rather the halacha of Yesh Eimed Lamisa is Exeras HaKosov, that in order to be Chayim Misa one needs to be Maka HaKa Sheyesh Bei Kedei Lahamis. As long as one was Maka Akar Sheyesh Bei Kedei Lahamis, and the person was Mace, then one is Chayim Misa. If the Akar is Akar Sheyim Bei Kedei Lahamis, one is not Chayim Misa for being Maka such Akar. And even though he is not considered an Eines, and even though we will say that the Misa took place Machmas Akar, but still there is a Gzeiras HaKosev, that one has to be Maka such Akar. And therefore the Gemara Bava Kamma has a Shaila. If we apply that halacha to Nizakin as well or not, do we need a hakar sheyesh bei kedei lahazik in order to be chayev for Nizakin or not? That is a chira, what one sees in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. And so to a chira is mavur in the Shita of the Rambam that we mentioned before as well. From this, the Rambam explains that by barzal sheyesh echod one does not need kedei lahamis. And even if one was makah with a barzal sheyesh echod, but still one does not need an Eimed. From the Rambam Achir, one sees as well that the halacha of Eimed is not because he is considered an Eines, and so too the halacha of Eimed is not because we say that the Misa did not take place Machmas Akar, but rather it is Exeris HaKosev that one needs to be Maka with such Akar, and one needs to be Maka with Akar Sheyesh Bei Kedei Lahamis. And by Barzal Sheish Bechud, it was in Schadish, and the Torah, the one does not need to be Maka with Akar Sheyesh Bei Kedei Lahamis. That is the Chir, what one sees from the Rambam as well. From the Rashba, in Bava Kamma, and Afnanah, from Manalah, the Chir, one sees in other Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat and Halacha V'yesh V'kadei L'Hamis. And from the Rashba, it is Mashma that Halacha V'yesh V'kadei L'Hamis is a Shir. That in order to be Chayiv for Misa and for Nizakin, one needs to Yimake with an object that has the ability to Yimemis. And the Halacha V'yesh V'kadei is Halacha that the object with which one is Make needs a Shir. And the shear that one needs by Misa is Kadei Lahamis. And by Nizakin, if we are to say Yishayimidu Nizakin, one needs that the object with which one is Makeh is Yeish by Kadei Lahazik. But the entire halacha of Yishayimid is halachan hilcha shiurim. That is okay what one sees in the Shita of the Rashba and Bavakama Dafanala from Ad Aleph. Based on this, one can explain Pshat and Gemara Bavakama very simply. This, that the Gemara Bavakama has a shaila. If Yeish Eimed or Nizakin or not, is a shaila if one has Xeris HaKosiv of Shir by Nizakin or not. Was Xeris HaKosiv of Shir of Kedei LaHamis only said by Misa? But by Nizakin one does not need a Shir of Kedei LaHazik, or do we say that even by Nizakin one needs a Shir of Kedei LaHazik? And for that reason, the Rambam says that as long as one has a barzel sheish bechod, by barzel sheish bechod, there is exeris hakosev, one does not need a shear of kedei lahamis. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the halach of yesh by kedei lahamis. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our mission, we find that our mishnah says the following halacha: kavash alva teichamayim ilateicha or veniyocha lalais misham umeis chayiv. Our Gemara explains what is the makar for kavash. Amar Shmuel damar kra ibe eva uyabes es hametzamtzim. And our Gemara goes on to bring a machlekes as far as metzamtzim benizakin. If metzamtzim benizakin is chayiv or potter. And our Gemara brings down the following story: Hu gaver the metzamtzim uchiusa the chavi b'shem shom esa ravina mechayiv avacha b'rav potter. Ravina mechayiv kavu chaymer umaritzeach shas v'yishegi kemezid v'ines kiratzin. Chia by es hametzamtzim nizakin shas v'yishegi kemezid v'ines kiratzin einedin shechia b'hen es hametzamtzim avacha b'rav potter. And our Gemara goes on to explain pshat in the shita avacha b'rav, who holds one as potter by mitzamtzim benizakin. Amr meshar shemaitayma davua da'aba de poter makram mois yumas hamaker etzeachu. For etzeachu de chiavon mitzamtzim benizakin o chiavon mitzamtzim. Now, as far as how to explain Shat in the Machlokes between Ravacha bar Rav and Ravina, we find that the Ran explains Shat in the Machlokes as follows. That the machlokes between Ravacha bar Rav and Ravina is a machlokes if Garmi ben Izakin is chayev or potter. This Ravina is machayev is because Ravina understands that Garmi is chayev, and Mitzamtzim is considered Garmi and is not considered a groma ba'oma. This Ravacha bar Rav is potter is because Ravacha bar Rav learns out from the drasha b'ritzechu b'ritzechu d'chivo Mitzamtzim and Izakin d'chivo Mitzamtzim that Garmi ben Izakin is potter. From the Ran it is mashma that this of the Torah is mechadish in the pasuk of Oy be'eva that metzamtzim is chayiv. The chiddush is that karmi of misa is chayiv, and by nizakin there is a machlokes if karmi benizakin is chayiv or potter. That is how the Ran explains pshat in our Gemara. In the Rosh, on the other hand, in our sugya we find that the Rosh is chiluk on the Ran, and even though the Rosh says that mitzamtzim by nizakin is chayiv midina de garmi, but this that mitzamtzim is chayiv misa for etzicha is not midina de garmi. As the Rosh says that in order to be considered garmi, one needs three conditions: that huatz may oisa hahezek umaman chaverish mitzamtzim behemtai ubori hezeka vahezek maschel miyad vahilech vechazek. And for that reason, we find in the Torah in Siman Shin Pei Gimel that the Torah says that this hametzamtzim is chayiv nizakin is a einoi ela kisha achaz by mamish aval kisha einoi minichei la lois potzer. In order to be considered garmi, one needs the condition of hu atzmi oisa hezek umaman chaveri shemetzamtzim behemtai And therefore, by Eine Maniche Lalais, it is not considered Garmi, and for that reason, one is Pater by Nizakin. In our Gemara, one clearly sees that as far as Ritzicha is concerned, even in a case of Eine Maniche Lalais, but still he is considered a Ritzayach, and he is Chayiv Midin Mitzamtim. As we find that the Ulam HaMishpat and Siman Shin Pei Gimel asks on the Shita of the Torah. So from the Rosh and the Torah, one clearly sees that the Rosh and the Torah understand that the Chiyuv of Metzamtzim by Ritzicha and this and Metzamtzim by Ritzicha is Chayimisa is not based on this, that Metzamtzim is considered Garmi, but rather the Chayimisa by Metzamtzim by Ritzicha is even if he is not considered Garmi. Based on the Xeris HaKosev of Oy Be'eva, we are Mechadesh, the Ritzich is Chayimisa, even if he is not a Garmi. Only as far as Nizakin do we say that one needs to be a Garmi in order to be Chayev for Nizakin. And this, that the Rosh says, that Mitzamtzim by Nizakin is Chayev Midina de Garmi. The Rosh is not paskening like the Sheet of Ravina, but rather the Rosh is saying that Hilchasak Ravina v'loy mi taimei, according to Ravina, this that Mitzamtzim by Nizakin is Chayev is Mikava Chaymer, from this that Mitzamtzim is Chayev Misa Midin Reitzeach. On the other hand, we paskin that as far as Mitzamtzim is concerned, there is a miot of Ritzeachu de Chayev Mitzamtzim Nizakin or Chayev Mitzamtzim. And this Mitzamtzim behemte is Chayev is Midina de Garmi, but not based on this Mitzamtzim is Chayev Misa Midina de Ritzeach. That is a chayev, what comes out from the Sheet of the Rosh and the Torah. So again, according to the Rosh and the Torah, this Mitzamtzim is Chayev Misa. Is not because he is considered Garmi, but rather it was a schadish in the drasha of Ibe'eva that Mitzamtzim is Chayimisa, even if he is not considered a Garmi. This that the Ran argues on the Rosh is because the Ran understands that in order to be considered Garmi, one does not need to do a Maisa in the Guf Shal Ha'acher in order to be considered Garmi, but rather all one needs is Bari Hezeka, as long as it is Bari Hezeka that itself is enough to be considered Garmi. And therefore, Mitzamtzim is considered Garmi, even if he did not do a ma'is of a gufei shal chaveir, but rather he was only meinea chaveirei mila'alais. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says, Amarava kav soy bechamo ameis betzino ameis chayiv, soyif chamo lovei, soyif tzino lovei is potter. Now, according to the Shita of the Ran from our Gemara, one sees that this that we say that Mitzamtzim is chayiv midina de Garmi is only if he was kavse bechama, or if he was kavse betzina. By seiv chama lava, or seiv tzina lava, he is not considered a garmi. And therefore, so too, as far as nizakin, if someone was mitzamtzim be mase shal chaveiroi, by seiv chama lava, seiv tzina lava, one will be pater, since he is not considered a garmi. In the Meiri, on the other hand, we find that the Meiri argues, and the Meiri explains that as far as Nizakin is concerned, by Seif Chama Lavei, Seif Tzino Lavei, one is Chayim Medina de Garmi. And even though one is Chayim Medina de Garmi, but still, as far as a Chiyamisa for being Mitzamtzim, there is no Chiyamisa for being Mitzamtzim, even though he is considered a Garmi. So again, from the Meiri, one sees that the Meiri understands that a Chiyav of Mitzamtzim has nothing to do with Garmi. And even if he is considered a Garmi, but still, he will not have the Chiyamisa for being Mitzamtzim. To have the Chiyamisa for being Mitzamtzim, one needs that the Chama and the Tzina is already there. By Yisayv Chama Lava, Yisayv Tzina Lava, even though it is a Bari Hezeka, but still, one will not have the Chiyamisa for being Mitzamtzim. So again, from the Ran, one sees that in order to be considered Garmi, one needs Bari Hezeka, and one needs that the Chama and the Tzina are already there. Which is the third condition of the Rosh that we mentioned before, that in order to be considered Garmi, one needs that the Hezek is Maschel Miad V'Holach V'Chazak. According to the Miri, on the other hand, as long as it is Bari Ezeka, that itself is enough to be considered Garmi, even if the Hezek is not Maschel Miad. And for that reason, the Miri says that by Seiv Chama Lave, Seiv Tzino Lave, one is Chayev, by Nizaka Medina de Garmi, even though as far as Mitzamtzim, there is no Chiyamisa, and he is not considered a Reitzeach. According to the Rana, comes out this, that we differentiate between if the Chama and the Tzino are already there, or a case of Saif Chamalavai, Saif Tzinalavai, is because in order to be considered Garmi, one needs that the Chama and the Tzina are already there. Saif Chamalavai, Saif Tzinalavai is not considered Garmi, but rather it is only considered a Grama. On the other hand, according to the Meiri, this we differentiate between if the Chama and the Tzina are already there, and between Saif Chamalavai, Saif Tzinalavai, is Alochan Hilches Mitzamtzim. That as far as the Chiddush was in Schadish, in the drash of Be'eva to Mechayev Mitzamtzim, in order to have the Chiv of Mitzamtzim, one needs that the Chama and the Tzina are already there. But as far as Garmi and Grama are concerned, there is no difference if the Chama and the Tzina are already there or not. And so too is Mavur, Beshitas Rashi as well. Rashi in our sugya explains that every Mitzamtzim is considered a Grama. As Rashi says with Dibra Maschil, Ravacha Peter, that this Ravacha is Peter Mitzamtzim and Yizakin, is because Mitzamtzim is considered a Grama Baomahu. Deshim Shakatle. And even though Vachira Mitzamtzim should be considered a Garmi, since one has all the conditions of the Rosh, but still Rashi Oshitasi, as we find in the Shachan Cheshem Mishpatzim and Shimpei Vavsev Katan Dalit, understands that there is no difference between Garmi and Groma. And this in Mitzamtzim is Chayiv is not because we say that in the Drosh of Ebe Eva was in Schadish, that Groma by Ratzicha is Chayiv, since we find that Seiv Chamalavai and Seiv Tzinalavai is Potter, even though by Seiv Chamalavai and Seiv Tzinalavai he is considered a Groma. As Rashi says that even though Oy Hoya HaHirig Mezuman Lairiga, still he is considered a Groma, and therefore Dine is Maser L'Shamayim. And even though he is considered a Groma, but still there is no Chiyah Misa. And so too we find in Rashi and Abbas, Rashi and Abbas explains this, Rava says, Dachvi Labar V'Sulam Abar Ba'acher V'Sokai, Vathihu Kadam V'Sokai Pater, Debe'ina D'Shadi Yachal Alisu, that the reason why one is not Chayev for taking away the Sulam is because he is only considered a Groma. And since he's only considered a Groma for that reason, he is not Chayim Misa. So from Rashi one clearly sees that the Chiddush of Mitzamtim was not this, that Groma by Ratzich is Chayim Misa, but rather was in Schadish a new Parsha of Mitzamtim. And in order to have the Chiddush of Mitzamtim, one needs that the Chama and the Tzina are already there. And for that reason, so too, we will say that taking away the Sulam is not considered Mitzamtim. That is what one sees according to the Shita of Rashi. In the Achiezer Chelet Beis Simim Amches of Katan Aleph, we find that B'chei Meizer asks the following kasha. B'chei Meizer asks, what is pshat in this that we find in the Gemara and Shabbos Naf Kov Chaf from a base? That if someone has a shame, Kosov Loy Al Besarei, he is allowed to be Nechnas L'mayim, even though the shame will be Nimchak L'Acher Zman. V'chere, he should be considered like a Mitzamtim. And Mitzamtzim is Chayim Misa. And if Mitzamtzim is Chayim Misa, so too one should be Chayim from Mechikas Hashem B'derech Mitzamtzim. So to answer the Kasha of Reb Chaim Meizel, one has to say as follows. That as far as Ratzicha is concerned, in order to be Chayim Misa for this, that one is a Ratzach, one does not need to do a Maiser Ratzicha. But rather all one needs is this, that the Ratzicha is Mesiach HaSeilav. As long as the Ratzicha is Mesiach HaSeilav, even though we do not consider that he actually did a Maaser Ratzicha, but still that itself is enough to be considered a Ratzach and to be Chayim Misa Midina de Ratzach. On the other hand, as far as Mechikas Hashem, one needs to do a Maaser Mechika, and Mitzamtzim is not considered that he did a Maaser Mechika. This that we mentioned, that as far as Ratzicha is concerned, one does not need to do a Maaser Ratzicha, but rather all one needs is this, that the Ratzicha is Mesiach HaSeilav, and the Ibud Nefesh of the other person is Mesiach HaSeilav. So too we find in the Amnezer and Evan Ezer, Simon Chafalos of Katan Yadzayin, and other Achreinim. And so too Achiriz Mavur and the Gemara in Kedushin, and Afman Beis and Aleph as well. But as far as Ratzicha is concerned, if we do not say in Shriach Dvar Veira, then the Mishalech is Chayev for the Ratzicha of the Shriach. And even though, with the Parsha of Shrichos, it is not considered that he actually did the Maaser Ratzicha, but rather, the The Betzicha is just Mitzchiaches Eilav, that itself is enough to be Mechayiv the Mishaleach for being a Reitzeach. That is Ochir the Teretz, the Kasha of Reb Chaim Eizer. But Ochir this that one can say, that the Chiyiv of Mitzamtzim is because all one needs is the Mitzchiaches, the Ibn Nefesh of the other person to the Mitzamtzim, is only if you are to understand, like the Shita of the Ran, that the Chiyiv of Mitzamtzim is because he is considered Garmi of Misa. Then one can say that the Chiddush of Ibe'eva was Mechadish, that by Misa all one needs is this, that we miyaches the benefesh of the other person to the Mitzamtzim. And in the parish of Ibe'eva was Mechadish, one does not need a Mais or a Tzicha in order to be Chaya Misa. And so too, according to Avino, was Mechadish. So too, as far as Nizakin, we all say that all one needs is to miyaches the hezek to the mitzamtzim. One does not need to do a ma'isa hezek in order to be chayev for Nizakin. And this, Rav Acha Barav argues, is because based on the drasha v'yitzeachu that we darshim v'yitzeachu the chiv on mitzamtzim Nizakin or chiv on mitzamtzim, that drasha was mischadish, that as far as Nizakin is concerned, one needs to do a Maisa Hezek in order to be Chayiv for Nizakin. It is not enough that the Hezek is Mesiaches to the Mitzamtzim in order to be Chayiv for Nizakin. But according to the other Rishonim that we mentioned before, who understand that the Chiyuv of Mitzamtzim has nothing to do with Garmi, and even where one is not a Garmi, still one has a Chiyuv of Mitzamtzim. And it is possible that even if one is a Garmi, still one will not have the Chiyuv of Mitzamtzim, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Meiri. Then Ochir one sees, then the Chiddush of Mitzamtzim, it was not his Chadish that all one needs, is to miyaches ibon nefesh to the Mitzamtzim, and to be considered a Ritzech, one does not have to do a Mais or a Tzicha, but rather, in the Chiddush of Mitzamtzim was his Chadish, that the Maisa Tzimtzim itself is considered a Maisa Ritzicha. And for that reason, there is certain Tanam that one needs in order for us to consider the Maisa Tzimtzim as a Maisa Ritzicha. And by Seif Chamulavei, Seif Tzinulavei, even if we are to say that he is considered a Garmi, but still we do not consider such a Maisa Tzimtzim as a Maisa Ritzicha, since the Chama and the Tzina are not yet here. According to this Mahalich, one cannot answer the kasha of Reb Chaim Eizer, as we mentioned before, that only as far as a tzicha do we say that all one needs is to miyaches the bonefesh to the mitzamtzim, but rather a tzicha needs a ma'isa tzicha, and the ma'isa tzimtzim is considered the ma'isa tzicha, that for that the ritzeach is chayim isa. According to these Yushenim, Reb one has to answer Reb Chaim Eizer's kasha. Based on this, we find Bar Meir Simcha in Perkimo Mehochas Malachim Malachi Yod. There Meir Simcha says, Matzino Shech Miyotir Beretzicha Mach Mas Chimer Ha'aveira. And for that reason, Matzino Shech Miyotir Beretzicha, that a Maisa Mitzamtzim is considered a Maisa Retzicha. And one cannot learn now from Reitzeach that so to as far as Mechikas Hashem, that a Maisa Mitzamtzim should be considered a Maisa of Mechikas Hashem. And this we find in our Gemara. The Ravina says one can make a Kal V'Chomer from a Tzicha to Nizakin is only based on the Kal V'Chomer. The Ravina says that Maritzeach Sheratz V'Shege Kameze V'Ines Kiratz Nechia V'Yis HaMetzamtzim Nizakin Shatz Nechia Kameze V'Ines Kiratz Nechol Shekein. That is a Chira one can answer the Kasha of Reb Chaim Eizer according to the Mahalach of these Rishonim. So again, there are two basic mahalchim as far as how to understand this, and mitzamtzim is chayev for a tzicha. Either one can explain. The mechayev mitzamtzim is because we say that all one needs is this, that the ibud nefesh of the other person is mesiaches to the mitzamtzim, and even though the ma'isa tzimtzim by itself is not considered a ma'isa tzicha, but still one does not have to do a ma'isa tzicha in order to be chayev misa, or one can say, then the parasha of Ibe'eva was Nischadesh at the Maisa of being Mitzamtzim is considered a Maisa Ritzicha. And one needs to do a Maisa Ritzicha in order to be Chayim Misa, but the Maisa Tzimtzim itself is considered a Maisa Ritzicha. Luchair, there is a tremendous nafkamina between these two tzadim. As far as Chiyuv Golos is concerned, is Mitzamtzim Chayiv Golos or not? In our Tesis we find that Metzamtzim is Chayiv Golas. And just like Metzamtzim is Chayiv Misa for being a Reitzeach, so too Metzamtzim is Chayiv Golas. On the other end, as we find in the Rogachover, Madura Tinyona, Amud 98, the Rogachover proves from Tesis and Gittin and Afainim Abbas that a Metzamtzim is not Chayiv Golas. V'chair, the basis of this Machlokes, if Metzamtzim is Chayiv Golas or not, is dependent upon how to understand the Chiv of Metzamtzim. If we are to understand that the Chiv of Metzamtzim is because all one needs is this, that we are Miyaches, the Ibud Nefesh to the Metzamtzim, as far as Golas is concerned, that itself is not enough, but rather one needs to do a Maaser Tzich in order to be Chayiv Golas. And therefore Metzamtzim will not be Gaila. On the other hand, if we are to understand, then the parasha of Metzamtzim was in Schadish, that the Maaser Tzimtzim itself is considered a Maaser Tzicha, then so too a Metzamtzim will be Chayiv Golas. In Tesis we find that Tesis says the following Chiddush. This how we find in our Gemara, that Seiv Chamalavei Seiv Tzinalavei is Pater, is only by Kav Seiv Mekayimai, Umiram Kav Seiv Befnim Veivio Bemokam She Seiv Chamalavei Veseiv Tzinalavei Nira Dechayiv Mandamar I Yishem Yishem Vechitzav. From Tesis one sees that Tesis understands that the Chiddush of Metzamtzim is this, that he was Kav Seibim Akaimai. And since he was just Kav Seibim Akaimai, for that reason one needs the Chiddush and Metzamtzim, that still he is Chayim Isa. And even though all he did was this, that he made sure that he cannot move out of the place that he was in previously, but still he is Chayim Isa Midin Metzamtzim. And for that reason, Taisa says, that by Kav Seibim Nim Vivio Bemokim Shesayv Chamalavi Yisayv Tzinalavi Nira Dechayiv. This, that we say that Seif Chamalavi, Seif Tzinalavi is Pater, is only as far as the Chiddush of Metzamtzim, which is referring to a case that he was Kav Seibim Mekoimai. In a case that he was a Vio Mokamacher, one does not need the Chiddush of Metzamtzim. That is what one sees, Beshitas HaTesis. In Rashi, on the other hand, L'cheru, we find that Rashi is Chilok HaTesis. Rashi explains, this Ravacha is Pater by Metzamtzim Nizokin, is because he is only considered a groma de shim shakatle. From Rashi one clearly sees that the chiddush of Metzamtzim is this, that he did not kill him, but rather was a shemesh that killed him. And for that reason Metzamtzim by Nizakin is potzer, since it is only a groma ba'oma. Only as far as Misa do we have a chiddush of Metzamtzim, that Metzamtzim is chay Misa, even though it was a shemesh that was katle. According to the Shita of Rashi, just like we find in our Gemara, that by Kavsi in a place that Seiv Chamalavei Seiv Tzinalavei is Pater, so too we will say, that even if he was Kavsi Veviei L'Mokamacher, but still he will be Pater, since we will say Shemesh Hu Dekatle. As long as one does not have the Chiddush Metzamtzim, by Seiv Chamalavei Seiv Tzinalavei, then we will say, it is a Groma Ba'alma Deshim Shakatle. And so too we find that the Menachas Chinuch and Mitzvah and Vav is Medayik from the Rambam in Perak Yomo Mehoches Retzeach Halacha Yod, that the Rambam says, Aval Kavis is Chaveiroi, Oishakav Seve Nichei B'mokim Shesayiv Tzinolavei Eicham Olavei, Ubav Emiseu Eim Beistim Eim Misen Oisei. From the Rambam it is Mashma, that even if he was Kavis, and he brought him to a place, Shesayiv Cham Olavei, Seve Tzinolavei, but still he is Potzer. Now to explain Pshat Peshitas Rambam, that even by Kav Seveviyo Yomokam Shesayiv Chamalavei, but still one is Potter Ocher, one can explain that the Rambam understands like Rashi, that the Chiddush Metzamtzim is this, we do not say, that he is only a Grama Sin Shim Shahu Dekatle. But as we will see Bezos Hashem, there is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in this that the Rambam argues on Tesis. In Tesis, we find that Tesis goes on to ask the following kasha. Tesis asks on this, so we find in the Gemara on a base that by Zorak Tzror Lamaila, that it is Mashman the Gemara, Tioi Azel Etzdodin Elo Etachas Potter. Tesis asks, Amaila Chayim Midi Dehava Amnei Sakino Yomasoi Shenichem Bereshkage Venofor Baruch Matsui Dechayiv, Misham Ishai Ibahadi Da Azi Kamaski. Taisus answers his kasha by saying mitzarach choymer da hainu amandamer e shemi shuma mainai. Taisus goes on to say vatitnan beperk beis dechua nafa sakin miyadei v'shachach chitasei psua. V'dayik taima de nafa hoi piwa huk shera kaman krem nasan toi boi kavona, Taisus asks, kasha, nafa nami lahavi ki piwa amandamer e shemi shuma chitzav. Imroi nechalek b'shchita. Taisus goes on to say, Onira da Asya, Hayisogik Mandamar, I Shemi Shoma Mainai. From Taisus, one sees that Taisus was Nachis to differentiate between Shchita and as far as Nizakin. And even though as far as Nizakin, we will say I Shemi Shoma Chitza, but I Shemi Shoma Chitza will not help for Shchita. And the entire Makar of Taisus that the Isha Misham Chitzav works for Shchita is from this, how we find that the Isha Misham Chitzav works as far as being considered a Ritzayach. Now to explain the Tzad of Taisus, that the Isha Misham Chitzav is only as far as Nizakin, and the Isha Misham Chitzav does not work as far as Shchita. Well, here one can explain Pshat in the difference with one of two Mahalchim, either one can say that Taisus was Nachis to explain that this that we say Isha Misham Chitzav is only as far as this, that the hezek is mesiaches to a person, but we do not consider that the person actually did the hezek, and therefore as far as nizakin we will say isha misha mechitzav. On the other hand, as far as shchita, one needs that the person should actually do the maaseh shchita in order to be considered a shchita ksheira, and for that reason Taisus is naches nimechalek, that even if we are to say isha misha mechitzav, but still as far as shchita, the shchita will not be kosher. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat and the Havmin of Taisus. And according to this Pshat, Taisus proves from this that we find that Ishem Shem Chitzav is Chayim Shem Metzicha. From there one sees that Ishem Shem Chitzav is not just this, that the Hezek is Mesiaches to the person, but rather we see that the person himself did a Maisa Hezek. And for that reason, one will be considered a Tzeach with the Parsha of Ishem Shem Chitzav. According to this Mahalach from Taisus, one sees that as far as Vetzicha itself is concerned, it is not enough that the Ibur HaNefesh is Mesiaches to the person, but rather one needs the person to do a Maiser Vetzicha in order to be considered a Tzeach. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat and Taisus. Another way with which one can explain Pshat and Taisus by saying that even though Taisus understands that by Isha Misha Mechitzav it is considered as if the person did the Maisa Hezek. But as far as Shchita, one needs Koyach Gavra. And Isha Misham Chitzav is not considered Koychai. For that reason, Taisus proves from Metzicha that from this though we find that by Isha Misham Chitzav one is Chayiv Misham Metzicha. From there one sees that with Isha Misham Chitzav one has Koychai. This though we said, that in order to be Chayiv Misham Misham Metzicha, and in order to be considered a tzeach, it is not enough just to do a meiser tzicha, but rather one needs koychei. So too we find in a baruch berim berkashmon kedushin simen chaf. Their baruch berim is damashem chayim der tzicha tzarech koychei voisagi b'maasav. And therefore, from this, that one sees that it is considered koychei with ishim shemchitzav. So too the shchita should be considered a shchita which is kosher, and for that reason, Taisus explains that this, that the Shechita is not kosher, is only according to the Mandamer who holds Ishe Mishoma Mainai. In Taisus, he finds that Taisus goes on to say another teretz, and Taisus says, Veishnami Shoy Misa, Ela Beruach Mitzuya Potemi Misa, Ela Dunimomen Chayev Nezek Shalem. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat in this, that Taisus says in the second teretz, that Ishnami Shoy Misa, Ela Beruach Mitzuya Potemi Misa, okay, Taisus proved from the Gemara of Akama that Isha Misham Chitzav is Chayiv Misa. And by Isha Misham Chitzav, one is considered a Ritzayach. So to explain Pshat, in the second Teretz of Taisus, we find that the Marashal explains as follows. And the Marashal explains that according to the second Teretz of Taisus, Taisus is Mechalek between two different types of Eish. If the Eish is Hilach Me'atzmai, without this Yua of a Ruach Metzuya, such an Eish is considered Ma'isav, and such an Eish is considered Chitzav even as far as Ritzicha is concerned. On the other hand, if an Eish is only Hiluch Beruach, even if the Ruach is a Ruach Metzuya, One will not be chayim shemeritzeach on such an ish. And even though as far as such an ish, we will say, ish mishum chitzav timachayim mishum nizakin, but as far as chiyav misa, such an ish is not enough timachayiv misa mishum ritzeach. In other words, Tosfos in the second teretz understands that we differentiate between nizakin and misa. And even if we are to say ish mishum chitzav, one is chayim mishum nizakin, but still one is not chayim mishum ritzeach, which can be explained with either of the two mahalchim that we mentioned before. Just Tosfos in the second teretz explains this that we find in the Gemara Bava Kama, that if we are to say ish mishum chitzav, one is chayiv misa mishum ritzeach, that is only an ish which does not need the siyua of a ruach metzuya. That is how the Marshal explains Pshat in Tosfos. In Reb Chaim, in Perkei Aleph Hilchos Shechinah, we find that Reb Chaim proves from the Shita of the Rambam that the Rambam differentiates between Yizakin and Ritzicha and Shechita. And Reb Chaim explains Pshat in the Rambam as follows, that the Rambam understands that even if we are to say Ish HaMishom Chitzav, but still as far as Ritzicha and Shechita, one needs Kaychai. And even though, based on the lach of Ish HaMishom Chitzav, it is considered Maisav, but still one is missing in Kaychai. And as far as Ritzicha or Shechita, one needs Kaychai. And so we find in the Ran in our Sugya, and in the Ra'ah, which is brought down in the Shita Mekubates on the Kaman Daphim Vavim and Aleph, that differentiate between Yizakin and Ritzicha. Based on the Shita of the Rambam, one can explain this how we mentioned before from the Rambam, that even in a case of Kavsai, and he brought him to a place that Saif Chamulave and Saif Tinulave, and still one is Pater, this that one is Pater, is not because the Rambam understands like the Shita of Rashi, that the Chiddush Metzamtzem is even referring to a case that he was Kavsai and he brought him to a different place, but rather this that the Rambam argues on Tosfos is because the Rambam understands that one cannot be chayiv misa based on the lach of ish mishum chitzav. Ish mishum chitzav is only as far as nizakin is concerned and not as far as misa. And therefore, even though he brought him to a place that was soiv chamalavi and soiv tinalavi, but still one is potter, since one cannot be chayiv mishum reitzeach based on the lach of ish mishum chitzav. That is another mahalach which one can explain pshat b'shitas harambam. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says the following halacha kafsei b'fnei ari is potter. Rashi explains this that kafsei b'fnei ari is potter is because inami loy ha yakafes ho yachol ahatzol atzmai min ha'ari. Tesis on the other hand argues, and Rashi and Tesis explains that the reason why kafsei b'fnei ari is potter is because tam ari adayin oy hischol achbobay. And since tam ari adayin oy hischol achbobay, for that reason, it is considered like Seif Chamalave, Seif Tinulave, that one is Pater Midim Mitzamtim. From Tosfos one sees that even if the Ari is already there, but as long as the Ari did not start, Lachbo by one is Pater, since it is considered like Seif Chamalave and Seif Tinulave. From Rashi on the other end, it is Mashma that Rashi argues on Tosfos, and Rashi understands that as long as the Hirig is Mezumin, it is not considered like Saif Chamalavi, Saif Tzinalavi, one does not need. That the Hezek is already taking place, but rather all one needs is this that the Mazik is Mezumin Lahazik. As Rashi explains to the Ramaschal Kavsei Meis Berov, that the reason why Kavsei Meis Berov is Pater is because Ein Kan Dvar Hariga. And Rashi goes on to say, "V'idomi l'metzamtzim b'mayim uva'arda hurig mezomin." And so too Rashi explains with the Ramaschal Shapara all of Mazeva that the reason why one is potter is because the hurig is bala acharzman. In other words, according to Rashi, in order to be chayim midemetzamtzim, one needs that the hurig is already here. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, in order to be chayim midemetzamtzim, one needs that the chavola started to take place. And for that reason, Rashi Ushitasi explains that the only reason why Kavsei Vneri is Pater is only because we will say Dinami Loi Hayakafes Hayachal Ahatzal Atzmei Min Hari. Look here, the basis of this Machlekes is a fundamental Machlekes as far as how to understand the Chiyav of Mitzamtzim. How we to understand this at the Torah is Machadish, that a person is Machayev for being Mitzamtzim. One can explain the Chiddush Mitzamtzem with one of two Malachim. Either one can explain the Chiddush Mitzamtzem as this, that the Torah is a Mechai for setting up a situation through which the other person will be Mace. That is one way with which one can explain the Chiddush Mitzamtzem. Another way with which one can explain the Chiddush Mitzamtzem is by saying that the Torah is a Mechadish, that through being Mitzamtzem, it is considered as if the person who was Mitzamtzem did the actual Ritzicha. Rashi understands that the Chiddush HaMitzamtzem is this, that a person is chai for setting up a situation through which the other person will be meis. And for that reason, as long as the Chirig is here, then the Mitzamtzem is chayiv. On the other hand, Tesis understands that the Chiddush HaMitzamtzem is this, that the person who was Mitzamtzem is considered as if he did the actual Ritzicha. And for that reason, Tesis understands that one needs the Chavola to have started to take place at the time of the Kfisa. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat and machlokes between Rashi and Tesis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.